Good evening, Kurt and Anna and Marilyn. Welcome to Politically Incorrect for October the 20th of 2022. This week's topic is water, water everywhere. Brought to you by EternalAffairsMedia.com, also known as EA Truth Media. Your host tonight is myself, Andrew Schechter, author of Darkwater Game Over and two-time delegate for Donald Trump to the Republican National Convention. If you feel led to plant a financial seed in our ministry, in our media ministry, please visit donate.eamedia.online or visit store.eamedia.online. Please help keep the truth online. Stop for a prayer. Heavenly Father, Heavenly Father, we pray for everyone tonight in this world, this crazy world we're living in. The world has gone nuts and lost sight of your great cause. For an eternity, there was no Jesus. For an eternity, there were no Jews, and God was not heard of. But God was still there because God created. God, we praise you. We are glad we found you. And now we seem to be losing the battle to save your great truth of creation. Please help return to the glory of God and to your great name. O Heavenly Father, we pray in your name. Amen. We have our October, finally got an October list for donors, and we have an October list of one-time donors, Andy, Lisa, Reverend Dave, Marcy, Bedlam, and Mark, current Truth Premium subscribers. You too can be a Truth Premium subscriber. Linda, David, Bruce, Sharla, Diana, and Gary, and patrons Alicia and Dan. And most importantly, to all of our listeners who make this podcast possible, please invite your friends, please invite their friends. Every Thursday night at 10 p.m. In your prayers. I will keep them in your prayers. Lead host. I'm going to make read a comment. Folks can see it on the screen, but those who are listening or after the fact won't be able to see it. That the slightly serious show took an unexpected hiatus this evening. As lead host James had a car accident earlier today. Hopefully he and the other party didn't suffer any serious injuries. Be back next week when his show returns, and I ask to keep him in our prayers. And thank you, Kirk, for that. Very, very important. Keep all of our podcasters safe. We need everyone to be out there passing the great word for every different cause that we have. So we're going to get on a topic in a minute or two, and I'll explain why we have the topic of water everywhere tonight. I was watching a debate tonight between the two the Republican and the Democrat over in Luzerne County for Congress, and an ad came on for our great John Fetterman, who's running for U.S. Senate, and here this guy comes out. He's dressed like a criminal, like a thug. I mean, literally, dirty hoodies and shorts, and how can you run for Senate? I mean, I got chastised by the Republican Party when I was running for Congress, and I showed up at their booth at the fair wearing a T-shirt that said, Schechter for Congress. And this guy's running around, he's a Democrat, this guy's running around dressed like a dirty thug, literally. I mean, you could just picture him having I don't even know, like a pipe, what do you call it? A pipe wrench and a tire iron under his shirt. The guy's nuts. I don't know how anybody can vote for this guy. He's insane. And he's letting all the criminals out. It fits. I mean, he's letting all the criminals out early. These heinous crimes some of these people committed. And he's getting these guys out scot-free. And yet he wants to be a senator. I don't get it. And it's happening all over the country. We've lost sight of everything. We've lost sight of God. I mean, we've lost sight of everything. It's just terrible. And, you know, the topic tonight came up based on a few things. It's like, what's happening in this world? There's, you know, the media reports what they want. The media doesn't report what's really going on, and they're trying to hide the real problems. And you can believe or not, I'm not going to get into global warming and climate change. I'm not a climatologist. I mean, I'm a scientist. I'm an engineer. I know medicine. I'm not big on atmospheric things. I mean, I know a little bit about, you know, a sky-worn watcher, and I know how the tornadoes come in and whatnot, but I'm not a climatologist, and I'm not going to pretend to be one. And I definitely Greta Thunberg is not a climatologist either and shouldn't be talking about such things. But definitely there's some weird stuff going on right now with it. You've got to admit, I mean, there's you know, polar bears riding on icebergs. There's when they should be on dry land. There's all kinds of weird crap going on right now. The tornadoes and hurricanes and things that we don't normally see that are just, you know, the wildfires are beyond comprehension. And the weather is just absolutely absurd. So there's something going on. Is it cyclic, like a lot of the conservatives say, or is it, you know, an actual climate change? And yeah, I don't know how the world works. I just can't get into that. But I do know that there's some crazy stuff going on. And the liberals in particular are using this crazy stuff. It's a battle between good and evil. God and Mother Earth are mad at the human race. That's a good one, Anna. That's beautiful. But, you know, God is definitely mad at us. I mean, there's no doubt about it. We've taken him away from our lives and our livelihoods. And, you know, and it, we really need to look at what's going to be the real problem with, you know, coming up. Now, they were talking about the gas pipelines being blown up and over in like Ukraine and over in Russia and underwater pipelines. And, you know, and natural gas is important. There's a lot of things that are important to us that they really are. But in all honesty, if push comes to shove, you know, you can burn your furniture and stay warm in the winter. I mean, there's ways to keep warm. See, I'm not making an exaggeration there, but you can, you know, put some electric heaters in or whatever, and you don't need the natural gas. There's things you don't need, but what you really do need are two things. You need air and you need water. And they've used the water, they've weaponized water. And a lot of us don't realize this. And we'll get into how they weaponize it in a minute. But, you know, water is the most important thing. Water and air are the two most important things to survival of the humans, plants and animals and everything else on this great planet. And water is being slowly weaponized in many ways. Now, they talk about the water temperatures. They talk about in the ocean and how the water temperatures are causing the coral reefs to degrade, and the coral reefs degrading are causing loss of diversity in the oceans, which is causing loss of their fish. Some weird thing is happening with the lobsters. If you hadn't heard it in Alaska, that's a big deal. You know, the Alaskan lobsters are huge. You know, and they've actually stopped exporting them. They've stopped the lobster fishing in Alaska because, you know, the water in itself is critical to our planet. And if there's a climate issue or something that's changing, whether it's cyclic or whether it's something that's man-made and whatever, it's still a problem because the water is important to us. But there's a bigger problem to the water situation. The bigger problem, there's twofold problem. The first is a lot of the standards for water have been changed. The government is resetting their standards. For instance, in Luzerne County, which is right next to where I live in Pennsylvania, they put out a thank you. I'll try to fit that in if I can. Just looking at the comments, I'm sorry. But the in Luzerne County, there's something that they call a rain tax. Yeah. Been in effect for about a year now. Boy, they're mad about it. And the more land you have, the more they tax you. What is the rain tax? The rain tax is a tax on water, basically. The more land you have, the more runoff there is. And the runoff is going into the Chesapeake Bay, and the government's mad at us. So they're cranking up the taxes to solve the problem of that pollution going in there. And, but I don't get it because nothing has changed over the last 200 years. In fact, years and years ago, there was a more pollution when the coal industry was in Northeast PA, when it was in full swing. And that has since subsided, and the rivers have cleared up. And now all of a sudden, they're micromanaging the land and the water. They're adding taxes for things that are not a problem. And in my town right here in Berwick, we were forced to divert the rain runoff from the regular sewage. We couldn't put it through the sewage plant. Well, it did one good thing. It's really expensive to fix that, but it did one good thing. It reduced the load on the sewage plant. Of course, it didn't lower our taxes any, but the other thing that it did is that all of a sudden they want us to reduce our pollution going to the Chesapeake Bay through via the Susquehanna River, and it's really dumb because we had already reduced it, and we have the lowest rate of sedimentation and pollution, and these are all natural things that they want us to reduce and stop natural actions that were never a problem in the past. And you know, I can see if you're trying to reduce man-made pollution, if you're trying to reduce, you know, poisons in the soil, that kind of thing, but to force you to reduce sedimentation and other things that are natural occurrence, and it's absolutely insane. And they're getting worse with these regulations, but they're taxing water. They're taxing sewage. Sewage is water too. Don't forget, the sewage is the outgoing water, and your regular faucet is like the incoming water. Now, the other problem that you have is water itself, and you know, water is easy to cut off the supply to it. Now, in the Midwest and in the West, they're well aware of this. And, you know, in Arizona and Nevada and even out in California, you know, California, the great state of California is sucking up all the water from the Midwest. And now, if you're familiar with what they've done, they've actually diverted rivers to send water to Los Angeles and to other super liberal, Democrat cities out on the West Coast that are taking away our rights to begin with. But they're sucking up all, and they're telling the farmers they can't farm, basically. They tell them they cannot save rainwater and use it for farming. They literally, I swear to God, this is the truth. If you live in the Midwest, and you raise your hand and let me know. But there's a huge issue with this, that you can't collect God's rainwater, the water that falls naturally out of the sky, because they don't want you using that to water your crops. It's crazy. It's insane. It's so easy to shut down the water, you know, and they're looking at these things. It's the same with electricity, but a lot of what they're doing now is they're messing with the rivers, and they're screwing them up so that the water level drops and the dams don't work, and the dams are generating the clean, green electric power for us. I mean, none of this makes any sense, folks, but you got to watch, because you're going to see water being the next weapon against us. They're going to be shutting down our water. And when our water gets shut down, what happens when the water is shut down? Well, you can't drink. You can't shower. You can't clean things. You can't do anything without water. But there's more to water than just what we use as individuals. Water makes all of our environment run. It makes all our business run. It makes all of our everything that we are in America and in the world runs on water. If you have an office building, you've got to have running water in that office building. Think about it. If you have a plant that makes widgets, you have to have running water in that plant to make those widgets. If you have to make chemicals, everything that we use in the world it runs on water. You know, water is king, and they don't talk about this. They don't talk about how they're weaponizing water, and they're changing the standards. They're changing the standards of how much chemicals, how much contaminants can be in water, and you're going so far that it's insane. And the cost, the problem is that the cost to individuals, for communities, especially large communities or big cities, to be able to meet these standards is absolutely incredible. when you look at the cost of everything that's going up, now you add the cost of water and clean and trying to clean up the environment. Nobody realizes that in the background, we're being forced to tear up roads and highways to divert water systems. We're being forced by the governments to dredge certain parts of rivers to locate sources of pollution that have been with us for the last 200 years. And that's not only raising the cost, but it's raising the concern that there could be a water shutdown, just like there are electric shutdowns now. They never talk about the water. They very rarely, unless you're out on the West Coast, they're not talking about the water. And even out there, they're saying, oh, they're just going to take the water. Now, on previous podcasts, I've mentioned, too, that there's a very limited supply of clean, fresh water. The amount of clean, fresh water is extremely limited. A lot of what we drink, a lot of the water we drink, actually comes from underground aquifers. And those aquifers have been around for thousands and thousands of years. Some of the aquifers in the Midwest that the farmers have been using have been, where the water was actually deposited over 10,000 years ago. And they're pumping water like crazy to be able to produce the food we eat and, you know, to run their farms. And they're running out of it. They literally have to, they're drilling deeper and deeper. Some wells go down as far as 2 or 3 miles in the Midwest to try and get water. And again, they're being reduced. They're not even, in some areas, they're not even allowed in Colorado in particular. They're not allowed to put in a well to drain water that's already underneath the ground to be able to use that for their farms. So this next big weapon is water, because water runs everything. If we are not allowed to use water, if the water standards are too strict, we're not going to have any manufacturing. We're not going to have any water to drink. We're not going to have, the farms are the big one, because they're trying to kill the farms. What they want to do is they want to kill the farms. And I've mentioned this in a past podcast. They want to kill off the farms and get these huge towers and these big liberal cities where they're going to raise food in towers, which will be absolutely useless. And I'm going to go into hydroponics, since that has to do with water too. And, you know, hydroponic gardening and growing, which is what they want to do. But we're going to take a very, very brief break just to remind you that our great sponsor, MyPillow and Mike Lindell, still have the ongoing discount. You can call them or go to MyPillow.com. If you use the promo code ETERNAL at MyPillow.com or on the phone, which is 800-795-5993. That's 800-795-5993. You get yourself a great discount. Support Mike Lindell as well as Eternal Affairs Media. And remember, use Eternal, the promo code today. And again, support our great patriots. And thank you so much for listening to that. Very important. Sponsors are very important to our podcast. And thank you, Marilyn. Talking about hydroponics. So what the liberals want to do is they want to shut down the farms, because the farmers are the gun-toting patriots that love our country. They want to shut down the farmers and all the rural life. They want to basically plow everybody out of the rural areas and shove them into the cities, and then they want to build these huge towers and grow plants, giving them just, you know, nitrogen and hydrogen and carbon, whatever the hell is. I'm not a farmer. I don't know, but I do know that most of your food gets its nutrients from the soil. And if you don't feed it soil, you're missing things like chromium and copper and iron and all kinds of really cool things that are very important to human existence. If you wonder why people are getting sick these days, more so than in the past, that's one of the reasons, is the farmers keep, they turn the soil over. Now the water, again, here we're going back to the water again. When water comes down in the form of rain and you've got tilled soil that the farmers have tilled, the water dilutes and drains all the nutrients from the soil. So the farmer puts back fertilizer, which consists of useless material that makes the plant look like it's growing and looks like it's healthy, but it's not. And the plants grow, but we die from it because we're not getting the nutrients we need. Look at the incidence of cancer in this country. I've known more people that have gotten cancer, that have died from cancer, various cancers, then when I was growing up, you were hard pressed to find somebody that developed any kind of cancer, leukemia, prostate cancer, bone cancer, brain cancer. I mean, it's crazy. You know, you need nutrients. You need what's in the soil in order to, for the plants will absorb that. And then when you eat the plant, or you eat the cow that ate the plant, I always say I like my plants. I eat only vegetables. I only eat plants, but I make sure they're processed first by a cow. So that's what a lot of people will say. But, you know, yeah, and you can grow it. And again, Apconer says, hydroponic methods, you can grow your own food vertically, and fertilizer is provided by fish and nutrients are added manually. That's correct. It's not a problem to your, the food is edible. The problem is that you don't get the subnutrients that are in the soil itself. I've seen some great, there was a great, and I'm going to play devil's advocate here since it was brought up by one of my listeners, that there was a really great, vertical hydroponic system that I saw at a fair recently, but they provided the nutrient supplements that were derived from soil. Basically, it was included minerals and other things besides just the fertilizer. A lot of these what these huge agri groups, and you know, again, I'm not knocking hydroponics if it's done right, but these huge groups, they don't want to put that kind of investment in it. Just like the farmers don't put that investment into it. I mean, I've talked to farmers. We have a lot of farmers out here in rural northeastern Pennsylvania, and I see what they lay on the ground, and I see what the Amish do. You know, the Amish will do like the Bible says. You know, you let the fields go fallow. You rotate your crop and then let the fields go fallow for 7 years. You know, and they rotate their fields, and they do that for a reason. They do that because that way the other nutrients can flow through the soil back into that fallow soil that's not been tilled or plowed. And that water will carry those nutrients to it and allow it to revitalize. And that's what we're not seeing. When you just run straight hydroponics, you're not seeing that. And moreover, when you destroy the land and you turn it over, you know, what you're doing is you're loosening all the soil. And then when the rain comes down, it's washing all those nutrients away. If you don't let the land go fallow, if you don't take care of your land, you won't have those nutrients that are required to keep you healthy. And I'm not a doctor again, and I'm not, you know, I'm just looking at what I've seen. And S. Apcoder, you've got an aqua garden that's amazing values with nutrients, best flavoring you can buy. Oh, you're in Philly. That's pretty cool. Maybe you can put a note in there, an Apcoder. Maybe you can put a note in there as to what is done. I mean, how are nutrients added to your system? And I'd love to know more, because like I said, the small systems generally tend to work. It's the large ones that are neglected, just like the big farmer neglects the big farm, that are the real cause of the problem. You're up my neck of the woods. Maybe we can get together sometime and take a look and see what you got, if you like. But anyway, natural process with a fish tank. And that's pretty cool. He says he uses a fish tank to, you know, grow beds from clay. Exactly. There's your nutrients. You see, you're getting your nutrients. It's not quite the same process that they're using in these big. Cool. That is really cool. And I've seen that done before. But again, what you're looking at is big agribusiness. The reason I call it the, you know, liberal movement, if you want to, I mean, the conservatives are doing it too. It's anybody that's in with the big banks and the big pharma, and you know, big pharma is a huge one. You got Monsanto, and you've got all these other big companies that are all they're doing is processing chemicals, and they want you to use these chemicals, which is what you don't want to do. But that's the exact problem. The problem is that they want to move it all into a controlled environment, and if it's not, the problem is there's no overseer to verify the value of those, the food that comes out of it. Hey, here's an interesting thing too. So, add an example. You know, that if you're not familiar with, everybody knows vitamin C, and vitamin C is basically ascorbic acid. And when you look at things that, you know, I look at products, look at this is how honest these companies are. I picked up a product the other day and it listed all the ingredients. And the fourth item down was ascorbic acid. Now they were using ascorbic acid to prevent browning, I guess, it was like tangerines or something in there. Then they list the nutrient value, and they never list vitamin C anywhere in that list. Yet it's number four on the list of ingredients. You know, and the same thing goes with the folic acid and niacin. Folic acid is a very dangerous additive. Folic acid is, you can get too much folic acid, and then you can actually develop cancer and all kinds of other things from it. It's really bad. You got to be careful. And it goes into everything. It's in your breads. It's in flour. It's everywhere. And if you take supplements, you can't get away from the folic acid. It's insane. It's crazy because and they don't list it. That's the thing. Sometimes they list it and sometimes they don't. I thought we were supposed to have some rules about listing ingredients, but I guess they just don't care. Exactly. And then just some, thank you for coming on AppCode and telling us this stuff. And moved from California, he says, and unless the wheels are greased with money, the local government doesn't want agricultural programs. And that's exactly right. You know, they, preach there for their farmers that can afford the bribes. And that's it. It's all about the money. You know, it's all about the money. And it's about saving the money too. See, that's the problem. When you grow your own food, you can put in the proper things to make it grow right. When I had my garden and don't really do it much anymore, but I used to actually go out and get, certain soils and certain, rock supplements and gypsum and things to put in and measured it and make sure that it's got a good mixture of healthy, fresh nutrients. And then it did a very light tilling as a play. I did it actually in rows with the little hills, like they call them. So it's a lot better for you, and you don't have the runoff. But yeah, they're all, I like this one. Eric's comment here. He asked two great and perfectly sensible questions regarding Greta Thunberg. And that's right. You did spell that. I believe you spelled it right. Thunberg. No, it's Thunberg, Thun. You got an R in there. Where's her parents? That's a great question. And is it not child exploitation? I don't know if you call it child exploitation, but a good question is where's Greta Thunberg's parents, in all honesty? He's got a good question there. She's, I don't know that she's being exploited or there's money involved. There's something going on with her because what she says, a lot of what she says makes a little bit of sense, but and then she goes to the extreme where she just goes totally off her rocker. And then now she's like totally disappeared. I haven't seen her even talking lately. I think somebody got on her case, but there's so much going on right now, and water is going to be the big key though. Water is, if you have water that, if you don't have water for your farms, if you don't have water for your aquaculture, if you don't have water for manufacturing, then you got a problem. I think that's going to be the next thing. Keep your eyes on this one, because you're going to start seeing this crop up more and more, and they're going to blame it all on climate change. Then they're going to want money so that they can put up windmills and solar panels, and which is going to do no good for the water anyway, but that's going to be their excuse. I mean, they put up all these other bills, and it's all about, the tax reduction things, and then they're all it is throwing money at windmills and solar panels and electric cars, which is absolutely stupid. But I think you're going to see water coming up as being one of the key points, especially if we get a Republican Congress coming in, the Republican House. I think you're going to see that the water becoming a huge issue, and they're going to connect it to climate change, and it's going to be our downfall. And so keep in mind that water is key. Water is one of the most important things on the planet. Clean water is one of the most important things. Drinking water is one of the most important things. And multimillionaires. Oh yeah, that's. I'm going to digress for a minute because Apcoda was talking about her being a multimillionaire. Body language. Yeah, and I don't know if she's a willing participant or not. That's a whole other thing. I think her family is probably getting paid so much money, but how she became in the limelight, Greta Thunberg, I have no idea how she became in the limelight, but it's just kind of like Barack Obama came out of nowhere. So somebody pushed Greta into that position, you know, and they just ran with it. You need to follow the money trail, but I'm seeing now where Bill Gates is now putting all his money into two things. He's taken his money away from reading and writing and gone to arithmetic. He's gone with math. He's taken all his billions that he was putting out to reading and writing, and he's thrown it all at math now, because he thinks math's important. He's also throwing $1 billion or $10 billion or something. I think it's $10 billion to try to eradicate malaria. It's so weird. This is kind of a random thought that just came up because I just saw this in an article today. And I thought, you know what, this guy's absolutely insane. He really is nuts. And yeah, and that's exactly the point. And then the App Center brings up that, you know, that he owns the largest amount of farmland in the Midwest. And that's kind of an interesting scenario too. Now, there's two big owners, and I'm going to leave you guys on this thought because we're running out of time here, but I'm going to leave you guys on this thought that, you know, Bill Gates is the biggest landowner. The second biggest are the Chinese. So, I mean, we got a serious problem in this country. There's absolutely no doubt about this. We need to definitely get a handle on this. And I'm not sure. I mean, people say vote red or vote blue. I'm always saying that you know, Republicans versus Democrats, I don't know what to say anymore, because if you vote, the problem with the Democratic Party, and I'm going to leave you on this thought because this is important when the election's coming up. The problem with the Democratic Party is that they control, they pull the strings, they're puppet strings. You don't get in unless they pull your strings and unless you follow the strings, and you don't stay in unless you let them pull your strings. And that's a problem because the party itself is totally corrupt and berserk. And the Republican Party, on the other hand, ignores their candidates and their representatives. In fact, I just yelled at a lady today wanting me to give the Republican Party money. I thought, I hate the Republican Party. You know, they can go to hell. And I'm a Republican, and I'm a registered Republican. I've been running for offices, and I just don't like the party. I hate both parties. So I don't know how to fix this. So we'll leave you on that. That'll be a topic for a whole another day. I've got a whole topic planned for the political situation right now. There's a lot of crazy stuff going on, but the big thing with politics right now is that both parties are harping on the splinter issues, whether it's abortion or gun control or freedom of speech, and yet nobody's worrying about what's really happening in this country and the fact that we are probably not going to exist in a year and a half or 2 years, that there will probably be no money, there will probably be bankrupt. I don't know what's going to happen, but it doesn't look promising. And there's a lot of very intelligent people out there that are seeing that there's something really, really bad going to happen very, very quickly. So, well, that's a topic for another day. Anyway, listen, folks, I would love to talk all night, but I am out of time. My carriage has turned into a pumpkin. And geez, I really appreciate you coming by and participating. I'm wonderful participating. Thank you all for giving your thoughts. It's absolutely wonderful. You have 19 days, November the 8th, or something to that effect. And thank you, Marilyn. Everybody get out and vote and get your friends out to vote. Anybody that you can think of that's going to vote for people that will support our nation, our God, and our country and our world, please get them out to vote and encourage the others to stay home. Everybody, thanks again for coming out and sticking with me tonight. Every Thursday, 10 p.m. Eastern time on Podbean. And we do store these afterwards. You can download them and hear them after the fact if you missed the beginning or whatever. Have a great night. We'll see you all next week. God bless every one of you, and thank you for coming by. Good night, everyone. We will see you next week. God bless.